Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Good evening, and thanks for joining us tonight. We start with this headline right here. The Halifax County Sheriff's Office needs your help in finding a murder suspect who removed his ankle monitoring bracelet last night around 11 p.m. This is what else we found out. Investigators are looking for this man, 27-year-old Shelby Edwards. He was released from jail with an electronic monitoring device and took it off yesterday. Deputies have been searching for him all night and morning. He was last seen in downtown Roanoke Rapids. Edwards is wanted for charges including murder, felony conspiracy, robbery with dangerous weapons, and assault. Hundreds of people in Durham are without power this afternoon after a car hit a utility pole. It happened on South Roxborough Street, and that road there is still closed at this hour. WRAL's Carly Haynes is in Durham and tells us when people can expect their lights to come back on. Carly.
Julian, utility crews are here right now working to restore power after a car hit this utility pole this morning. And look at that. You can still see part of the damaged pole hanging up there. Now, take a look at this video. As you said, we're on South Roxborough Street in Durham. Road is still closed between Charles Street and Cornwallis Road. It's been shut down for more than 8 hours now. And last check of the Duke Energy outage map, more than 2,000 people are still without power. It's a hot day to be without air conditioning. At one point, nearly 3,600 were without power, so we are making some progress here. But according to their website, Duke Energy says people can expect to get their power on by 8:30 tonight. But the crash, as far as we know, still under investigation. Julian.
All right, Carly Haynes giving us the latest. We thank you, and we will see you later this evening. Well, troopers were on the scene of a single car crash that killed a 38-year-old woman at the intersection of Poole Road and Major Slave Road in eastern Wake County. The crash happened sometime overnight, but was not discovered until well after daylight this morning. Troopers say they found a Ford sedan left no skid marks as it flew through the intersection, which has a stop sign, cross, and a ditch there. It slammed into a large tree, ejecting the driver and causing the vehicle to flip on its side. Troopers identified her as Elena Burgos of Raleigh. They also tell us she was wearing a seatbelt, but the seat was reclined too far back for it to save her life. Family and friends of Alicia Watts traveled from Moore County to Charlotte today to keep pressing police for more information regarding her disappearance. Watts has been missing since July 16th. We met briefly with the group earlier today before they departed from Southern Pines this morning. WRAL has recently learned that a police search related to the disappearance of Watts turned up a shell casing in front of her boyfriend's home. Police consider her boyfriend, James Dunmore, a person of interest in her disappearance. Watts was last seen on July 16th heading to Charlotte with Dunmore. He was found unresponsive in her SUV in Anson County 2 days later, but there was no sign of Watts. We now know Dunmore tried to commit suicide. We will continue to follow up with that investigation. Durham police confirmed two women suffered gunshot wounds in an incident near Dillard Street in Durham. Police say a group of women were driving on NC-55 near I-40 when somebody shot into their car from another vehicle. Two of those women went to the hospital. Police tell us their injuries are not life-threatening. State troopers responded to a crash after a car ran into a tree early this morning. Here is video from the scene. Crews responded to the scene shortly after 3 a.m. This is video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. The vehicle ended up in a ditch near New Light Road. As you can see, the car appears heavily damaged. We're still working to learn more about the condition of the driver. New tonight, a Wake County man, deputies say, broke into a house not once, not two times, but three times, is free on bond tonight. And the homeowner shared the Ring camera video of the crimes with us today. Here it is here. Take a look at this video from July 20th from a home on Averett Road. You can see a blue pickup truck pulling up to the house. In this vehicle, you can also see the man from the truck walking up to the house past a cat on the steps to your right there. That's all in that video. Now, he appears to ring the doorbell. We assume to make sure no one was home, and then he tries to do this. He tries to cover the camera with some object from the porch. After, of course, we've already clearly seen his face. The suspect initially stole two TVs and other belongings, we're told. He then comes back and stole lawn tools. Here he is here. Deputies arrested this man, 47-year-old Daniel Williams, 2 days ago. He faces breaking and entering charges. He's free on a $15,000 bond. Deputies were able to recover the stolen items. All right, we've learned more about a fiery and deadly crash on I-40 in Greensboro that is now under investigation as a homicide. Around 4:30 in the a.m. yesterday, Greensboro first responders got word of a car crash in the area of exit 216 on the interstate. When they arrived, they saw a car in the middle lane was on fire with a person inside. After the fire was put out, police found bullet holes in the vehicle. EMS pronounced 35-year-old Dedrick Wooding dead at the scene. A second car was also at the scene of the crash and sustained damage from the initial crash. Well, it's a tragedy that happens all too often. According to the North Carolina Department of Transportation, 1,200 people are killed in the U.S. every year on train tracks. Now, the agency is hoping to do something about it by reaching some of the youngest North Carolinians, excuse me. WREL's Eric Miller explains.
It's a new initiative from an old program. For the last month, NCDOT's Be Rail Safe has been training instructors, hoping to get them into high school classrooms with an important message.
NCDOT says their number one priority here is making sure people understand that being on the train tracks is technically trespassing, and they should step off as quickly as possible.
The new Be Rail Safe instructors will remind students not to park on the tracks, not to drive around closed barriers, and more, hoping to keep the legal and life and death consequences top of mind.
Do you ever think about the safety when you're crossing, looking around for trains coming through?
Not particularly.
The new rail safety lessons will be taught as part of career and technical pathways education classes, which are already part of many school curriculums. A push for safety that sounds good to Raleigh residents like Robin Hillier.
That's really smart because a lot of kids probably have never really thought about it.
In Raleigh, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
Now, if your vehicle gets stuck on the tracks, get out and call the number on the blue and white sign posted on the crossing gate. Now, it is important to remember that train tracks are private property, as Eric just showed, and trespassers can face arrest and fines. North Carolina is getting nearly $19 million in federal money to make its power grid stronger and more reliable. This will help communities, especially those facing challenges, having access to affordable and clean electricity. The money will also support training and hiring skilled workers for clean energy projects. The funding is part of the Biden administration's Investing in America plan. Another night without a jackpot winner in the Mega Millions drawing, because no one matched all six numbers last night. The top prize shot up to $1.55 billion for the next drawing Tuesday night. This makes the largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. So there's still a chance. A lump sum payment would be an estimated $757 million. Now, you can watch the big drawing Tuesday night live on WRAL right before our 11 o'clock news. Operation Homefront returned to Fayetteville today, giving out backpacks full of school supplies to hundreds of local military families. Operation Homefront and CSX have partnered up this year and have supplies to help 600 kids prepare for back to school. Today's event happened at Veterans United Home Loans and on Rayford Road. Governor Cooper is helping everyone, or trying to help everyone in North Carolina to support public teachers and other students statewide. The statewide school supply drive runs now until August 18th. It partners with the State Employees Credit Union and communities and schools to collect supplies like paper, pens, and notebooks. It's all about easing the financial burden on teachers and provide necessary resources for a successful school year. Donation bins are located in all State Employees Credit Union locations across the state. A UNC doctor is among those who helped develop a breakthrough drug for new mothers. Just ahead, we hear from the woman who contributed to the trials for the first ever pill to treat postpartum depression. Plus, special counsel Jack Smith asked for new rules in the newest case against former President Trump. Why a social media post led to the request? Anthony.
And Julian, as we head into tomorrow, some parts of our state have a risk of some strong to severe storms. We're going to go over this and show you when we could see storms here at home, plus potential heat advisories coming up after the break.
The moment I saw the path, I said, Lord, have mercy.
The images that day were stunning. The stories of survival took our breaths away. We sit down with members of the WRAL team who covered the EF3 tornado that destroyed parts of Nash and Edgecombe counties. They share their perspective and why so much help is still needed. On the Record tonight at 7:30.
Here's a shot from our tall tower cam. Look at that shot right there. It's beautiful, but it is a hot one out there. Welcome back. A public health alert tonight for raw beef sold at Aldi supermarkets. The USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service says the beef could be contaminated with soft, clear plastic. The product in question is USDA Choice Black Angus beef from Aldi, beef for carne picada. It was produced on July 25th, and the 1.5-pound plastic tray package says use or freeze by August 22nd. The USDA says you should throw out the beef if you have it. The FDA has just approved a first-ever pill to treat postpartum depression, and a UNC doctor was part of the group that worked on the trials. The pill is called zuranolone. A clinical trial showed women who took the pill showed significant improvements in depressive symptoms. Dr. Samantha Mezel Brody of UNC's Center for Women's Mood Disorders calls the trial data incredibly encouraging.
It is so important that we have treatments that can act quickly. And current antidepressant therapy available orally can take weeks to months to work.
Relief with this new drug did start quickly. Researchers say it took hold as fast as 3 days after starting the pills, and relief was still reported up to 45 days later. Special counsel Jack Smith is asking for a federal judge to quickly set new rules in the case against former President Donald Trump. Smith cited Trump's latest social media posts as part of the reason behind the request. Lucas Tomlinson has the details.
We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out.
Less than a day after his latest court appearance, former President Donald Trump on the campaign trail, attempting to use his legal troubles to advance in the 2024 race for the White House. Now, special counsel Jack Smith's office is requesting a protective court order limiting what the former president can share to the public about the election case against him. Prosecutors citing his Truth Social post made by Trump where he wrote, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Smith claiming statements like this could impact witnesses and that the case itself could be compromised if Trump continues to post about it, saying, quote, "Such a restriction is particularly important in this case because the defendant has previously issued public statements on social media regarding witnesses, judges, attorneys, and others associated with legal matters pending against him." All of this playing out just hours after Trump pleaded not guilty to his third indictment in 4 months. His support continues to grow within the Republican Party.
Every one of these events makes President Trump more popular because the Republican Party is a party of very nice people. And they feel sorry for President Trump, and they galvanize around him whenever they see him treated so obviously unfairly.
President Biden has been on vacation here in Delaware over the past week and has stayed silent on the charges against Trump. But that could change when he returns to Washington. In Wilmington, Delaware, Lucas Tomlinson, WRAL News.
The next hearing in the case is set for August 18th. Trump will not be required to appear in person. Looking at that shot right now of Lake Gaston, Anthony, it looks beautiful, but it is hot out there right now.
We had that nice break from the heat humidity last week, and then summer's like, yeah, we're not going anywhere. It's coming back in pretty abruptly for us this weekend. These folks out there do definitely have the right idea. The boat just cruising along, enjoying this relaxing evening. It's hot, it's humid, certainly, but this is about where we should be for this time of year. It's not necessarily well above average or anything like that. We sit here feeling like 95 in Raleigh, 93 in Goldsboro. Good evening to you in Clinton at 95 is what you feel like as well. Most of us, let's say low to mid 90s. Where we are headed, though, check these temperatures out. We're only going to continue to go up. And yet again, on Monday, I think we could be talking about heat advisory criteria. That cutoff is right about 105. And I have us right about 108 feeling like Monday afternoon. Otherwise, into tomorrow, very close to 100. Still on Tuesday, we get a cold front that comes through. through and drops those temperatures back down just a little bit into Wednesday. But this heat is going to be with us the next little while. Humidity wise, we're still in that tropical category. Once that front comes through, it'll drop it just a little bit where I think it'll be a touch more noticeable that it feels a little bit better Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday. But then you see that goes right back up into Thursday. As far as the front itself is concerned, kind of ahead of that storm system, we do have the chance of a few strong to severe storms, mainly in the western parts of our state. If you're back toward Asheville, Boone, that's where we do have even a level 2 out of 5 risk. You see that outline there in the yellow. As it gets closer to our direction, I think a lot of that will start to weaken. So most of us are going to see a pretty dry forecast tomorrow. Monday, it gets a little bit closer where we have a level 1, including Durham, but not Raleigh here in most of the triangle. So let's walk through that kind of plan here through the rest of this weekend. There's Futurecast starting off tomorrow morning. We will have no issues out the door for any early Sunday morning activities. We head even to lunchtime looking great. It's just going to be another hot and humid day for us. By the afternoon, you notice some of this moisture gets a little bit closer. I think Futurecast potentially maybe a bit overdone with that coverage. But into late tomorrow afternoon, into the evening, I can't completely rule out just a passing shower, maybe a rumble of thunder or two. I don't expect severe weather, though, for most of us, and most of us are going to see a pretty dry day. It's just enough where I think it could cool us off a little bit tomorrow evening. Into Monday, so this is a look at Monday at 8 a.m. Again, starting off dry. We go through the day looking pretty good into the late afternoon and evening, very similar to tomorrow. We could see a few storms. This model specifically right there does show a pretty potent line of storms coming through late in the day. This is kind of the outlier at this point. I think the other ones showing a bit weaker coverage are doing a better job of showing that, but nonetheless, I think Monday late in the afternoon into the evening, we're going to have to watch for maybe some scattered showers and storms pushing on through. That's what we'll be watching. Otherwise, notice those high temperatures still in the 90s, 93 for us into tomorrow, 96 on Monday. Again, feeling, though, closer to about 105 to 110. There's that 30-40% chance of showers and storms late Monday. So again, not a complete washout at this point. Looking a little bit more comfortable there, Julian, into Wednesday and Thursday, and maybe again a few storms Thursday night into Friday. So summer is back here, and it's sticking with us through this forecast.
All right, let it heat up.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anthony. Last night was a special night at NC State. You don't want to miss the sights and sounds from Victory Day. Plus, Mama said there'd be days like this. So why did the football coach say something else? Coming up next.
Former Pac stud Chandler Zavala returned to on-field action today. The rookie guard had been shelved to start camp with a hamstring injury. Now, as for the rest of the offense, well, today was a little bit of a tough outing. Pre-snap penalties, some slippery mitts. Yeah, I do mean plenty of dropsies out there. And Bryce Young held to just 7 completions on 15 attempts during team drills. It didn't help. The defense was, you know, having one of its finest days. Overall head coach Frank Reich, not overly concerned, though. He says this is what happens at training camp.
You just got to keep iterating. You got to work out the kinks, get the timing right, get the, you know, get all the mechanics right, all the operational stuff right. Still play with great intensity, and you know, today the defense got the better.
We'll catch a special training camp edition of Panthers Huddle tonight right here on WREL at 7 p.m. Last night, NC State football and Gigi's Playhouse partnered up for the 5th annual Victory Day. The event gives cognitively and physically impaired young people the chance to be a part of the pack for one night. Here's some of the sights and sounds that are sure to leave you with a smile.
You know, going through this with one of my sons, they're told what they can't do, and tonight's about what they can do. It's about having a good time with Wolfpack football.
Being with the team, sharing with my friends, having a good time with it, it makes me feel included.
Just the way that we celebrate with them and the way that they just smile, put a big smile on their face. I feel like it's like one of the best days of the year for them.
If you
you can see it on Michael. He had a great time tonight, right, Michael?
Yeah, that's right.
And they get to, you know, do things that they might not get to do all the time. And it's just something that's so special to us as them. And we know that they love it. And we love it just as much as they do.
Well, the NC Courage continue to make NWSL Challenge Cup history. The defending cup champs are unbeaten in 15 consecutive matches. And over the last two games, they scored 11 goals while conceding zero. That's a first in the league. Tonight, the ladies can clinch the East Division with a win or draw at Gotham FC.
At the end of the day, I think the last couple of weeks has proven that we can do things at a high level. They've logged a lot of miles, these players, so... You know, we have to manage that too, but overall, it's just another opportunity to play and see what we can do and hopefully build on the momentum that we've created with the players gone and now moving forward.
You would never know it by listening to Coach Nahas that this team is doing so well. Alrighty, tomorrow morning on Fox 50, watch the U.S. Women's National Team take on Sweden in the knockout stage. Game starts at 5 a.m. on Fox 50. Julian, a winner go home. I think the ladies will be ready.
Oh, it'll be intense. Thanks, Casey. And thanks for joining us tonight. NBC Nightly News is next. We'll see you back here on WRL News at 10.